Did you know that there's a book that actually records all of the actions of the federal regulatory state? I mean, it's not really a literal book. It would be too big to carry if it was, but it's the Federal Registry, and it's got more pages in it this year in 2024 than it has ever had before. Hi, folks. I'm Eric Bain with Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on this edition of American Radio Journal. My guest today is Wayne Cruz. He is the Fred Smith Fellow in Regulatory Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, and he spends his days following those pages, the hundreds of thousands of pages of the Federal Registry. He joins us now to tell us about the record-breaking year that 2024 has been. Wayne, thanks for taking some time with us here on the show.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
You've been a busy man this year. Tell us about the record-breaking size of the Federal Registry this year.
Well, here's the big thing. The Obama administration closed out 2016 with the Federal Register just about 96,000 pages. And here we are, it's barely into December, and the Biden administration just cracked 96,000. Tomorrow, the Register will top 97,000. So for the first time ever, Eric, we're entering this era of a million pages added to the Federal Register every decade. So within all of those pages, you have at least 3,000 rules that get issued every year. The only time that we got less than 3,000 was in one of the years of the Trump administration. But the Register is not a great measure. The problem is there aren't any great measures of the federal regulatory state. While you can look up the debt, you can look up the deficit, we can complain about it and scream about it, but we can look it up and see exactly what it is. But when it comes to the other big way that government intervenes or interferes in the economy or throws its weight around, the regulatory state, the hidden tax of regulation, there's not a real good way to measure it. We even have something called a Regulatory Right to Know Act that requires an aggregate cost estimate of regulations, but they haven't done that in two decades. So we go with what we have.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like you said, we don't get the annual updates like we do from the Treasury and the CBO on the debt and deficit. I think I said 100,000 pages at the beginning. I should have said tens of thousands of pages, though I suppose it's possible we could hit 100,000 this year. We're getting close to that number. Wayne, you mentioned there that, you know, look, this is an imperfect measure because, you know, one page of the Federal Registry is not equal to another, and one regulation is not equal to the other, you know, so it is somewhat imperfect. But tell us a little bit about the trend here. I mean, you mentioned Obama had the previous record from the very end of his administration. Now Biden has succeeded it. And it's been, those are not really outliers, but there's been sort of a general trend moving in an upwards direction for a long time.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks will remember Obama said, I've got a pen and I've got a phone. And if Congress doesn't act, I'm going to go ahead and move on my agenda. Biden did the same thing. And so it's not just the rules and regulations in the Register that we get a read on. It's also let's put it this way. There are a few dozen laws that Congress passes every year, and we can look those up easily. There are 3,000 regulations, but in addition to that, Joe Biden kind of built on the Obama administration's pen and phone with a whole of government, and that was his phrase, approach to all sorts of progressive pet causes like climate crisis, competition policy with all the price controls we've seen recently, equity, environmental justice, the care economy, all of these sorts of social and economic engineering policies that are put in place. And guess what, Eric? A lot of it, they don't write regulations for. We took to calling it regulatory dark matter. They use memoranda, notices, bulletins, circulars, administrative interpretations, letters, all these sorts of ways to do things that may not even show up in that Federal Register that's already approaching 100,000 pages. So you would talk about it being an imperfect gauge. It's only capturing the proposed and final rules. It's not capturing the other ways in which the federal government's throwing its weight around.
Yeah, so there you go, folks. You want to understand the size of the regulatory state, you've got to go through 96,000 pages of the Federal Registry. And oh, by the way, that doesn't cover all the stuff that's not in there. This is why, honestly, Wayne, this is why I love talking to you. This is why I love the work that CEI does, because you guys dig through this stuff. And again, there's no perfect way to do it. There's no way to really get your hands around all of it, but nobody does a better job than CEI at that. So we're talking with Wayne Cruz. He is a senior fellow. He's the Fred Smith Fellow in Regulatory Studies at CEI. guy. Wayne, just a minute or so left here, but I want to spin this forward a little bit. Look, Trump did some good stuff on the regulatory state his first time around. He's saying some good stuff about cutting the size and cost of government as the new administration comes in. How hopeful are you that materializes, or is that just a lot of talk?
Well, I hope that we can do some things. There's no question that Trump had his own discordant regulatory impulses in AI and trade and other issues. But in terms of the notion of creating new institutions to get our hands around this stuff, his one in, two out, for example, was really just it was a cost freeze, which actually is a good thing to do. And he's promised to do that again in the form of a one in, 10 out. What I'm hoping is this, if you put it on the bottom line, there is a fusion of spending and regulation. It's this grand unification of the state now where all the spending is already regulatory. And I think that someone like Russ Vaught, who is coming into OMB, presumably, recognizes that. I've seen that in his statements. So I hope that there's a recognition that to wrestle this stuff down, you have to address both spending and regulation, because there's a synergy there that's expanding the state.
There's certainly a lot to wrestle with, and we will have you back on to wrestle with it as the new administration comes in and takes over. Wayne, thanks for taking some time with us today.
You bet. I appreciate it so much. Have a great day.
And once again, that's Wayne Cruz. He's the Fred Smith Fellow in Regulatory Studies at CEI. Got to have a little shout out here for Fred Smith, the name of Wayne's position there. Of course, Fred was the longtime president and founder of CEI. He passed away recently, and our thoughts and prayers are with his wife, Fran, and of course with everybody at CEI who has lost that guiding light over their work. But they continue to do lots of great work. You can find it online at CEI.org. For Reason Magazine, I'm Eric Baim. Catch me right back here next week on another edition of American Radio Journal.